the beet is the king of vegetables. Don't at me. But no, seriously, I can't think of anything in the world that gives you the same mix of sweetness and just delicious, dirty earthiness as a good beet. So I am on team beet for life. They're so good, but honestly, like, how many beet and goat cheese salads can you have in a life? So here's our producer, Sally Swift, talking with Molly Birnbaum from America's Test Kitchen about their great new take on the beet salad.
Hey, Molly, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Have you noticed how many cooked, prepackaged beets are showing up in produce departments? They're everywhere.
Yeah, they really are.
In little vacuum packs. Well, I have a prediction to make that beet salads are back big time.
They are everywhere, beet salads.
And it seems to me the thing that makes a beet salad really, really great is the cheese. Which, do you have a theory about why that works?
Well, beets and goat cheese have always gone well together, and there is a reason. I mean, beets are really nice and earthy and sweet, and pairing that with a tangy, creamy, salty cheese, that pairing is just one that, you know, really works.
Yeah, it's really divine. Hey, I have a really kind of dumb question, but what makes a beet sweet?
Well, beet's sweetness is actually the result of a winter survival strategy. The sugars in beets act like antifreeze. And that means that they bring the freezing point of the fluid within, like the water that's in beets, down. So it's harder for it to freeze. And that prevents their cells from rupturing due to ice crystals in colder weather.
That is a crazy story. I never knew that.
Yeah, and there are some other vegetables that can do the same thing. Like kale is actually much sweeter after a freeze if it's still outgrowing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've experienced that in my own garden. Mm-hmm. So I want to go back to those beet salads because I know you guys took on a beet salad recipe to try to make it perfect. Can you tell me what you looked at?
Yes. So we developed a charred beet salad over at America's Test Kitchen, and it is amazing, I have to say. And it's a little bit of a twist on the regular beet salad. So there are traditionally beets and goat cheese. For this salad, we didn't go with the goat cheese route. Instead, we decided to mix up some feta cheese and Greek yogurt. So it still has that tangy, salty creaminess, but it's a little bit different. And then for the beets themselves, we actually give you two options. Whole beets, they take a long time to cook, and it's hard to get them totally even. So one good option for cooking beets is actually sous vide cooking, or putting them in a plastic bag, taking out all the air, and cooking them in a low temperature water bath. You do that for around 4 hours at 190 degrees. You get beets that are perfectly cooked all the way through.
So if you've gotten a sous vide stick, this is what you need to be doing with it.
Exactly. It's the perfect first recipe for your new sous vide circulator. But if you don't have one, roasting is an excellent option.
And the thing that I noticed about your recipe that I thought was really interesting is that you're actually re-roasting the cooked beet. Is that true?
We are charring the beets. So after the beets are totally cooked, you peel them and cut them into rounds, and then we're charring them in a hot skillet with a little bit of oil. And what that's doing is basically burning off some of the sugar. So it's adding a nice bitter note to what is otherwise pretty uniformly sweet. And that adds a lot of depth to the flavor of the salad.
Which pairs beautifully with that cheese, as you said.
Exactly. And then we also add some radicchio, which is likewise bitter and complements the bitterness of the charred beets, and pomegranate seeds, which add a nice bright pop of acidity. It's delicious.
So, Molly, what do you use to dress those charred beets?
That's a great question because it's actually a really interesting component. So when we're roasting the beets, we're adding a little bit of water and oil and sherry vinegar and salt and pepper to the packet in which we roast it. So you're creating an aluminum foil packet around the beets to roast them that contains a little bit of liquid. And when you're done roasting it, you use that liquid for the dressing because it's filled with this delicious beet flavor. And all you need to do is add a little bit of yogurt and you get this creamy, flavorful beet dressing ready made.
That is so smart. The other thing you guys do that I found was really interesting is that you pair like interesting green herbs at the end of that recipe. You use both dill and tarragon.
Well, the fresh dill and tarragon add this really nice fresh herbal flavor to the salad. And what we really wanted to do here was combine all of these different kind of taste sensations. The sweetness and the bitterness of the beets and the radicchio, the creamy and the salty of the feta and the goat cheese, the acid and brightness of the pomegranate, and then the freshness of the herbs. And those all come together to create really a perfect salad.
That just sounds delicious. And you know, beets are so sturdy, they can really take all of that. Molly, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Molly Birnbaum is the executive editor of Science at America's Test Kitchen. You can find that recipe for charred beet salad at splendidtable.org.